Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, this is still so weird because it's in the Safari app.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It didn't open the app?
No.
That's weird. Does it sound okay?
Oh, yep.
Okay, ooh.
That was
okay,
me.
Okay. I figured that, yeah. It sound like when a chair rubs against a wall or something. The what? Oh, you cut out for a second there.
Hello? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just heard. What's up?
Oh, chilling. We're in the, you know, we got to talk about food for a second because I was out of town for 2.5 days.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever ate so much in my life. It's like when you go to a friend's house.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
What's going on there?
I have no clue.
Okay. If it keeps doing it, we may have to see. Anchor, get on your shit. What's going on here? So anyway, I was out of town for 3 days, and I can't remember the last time I ate so much. It's like when you go on a vacation, you just eat more. You know what I mean? You feel like the real world doesn't exist.
Yep.
You know. And you can just be like, I can eat whatever, and I'm immune to everything. And
yes.
I basically ate a whole chicken over the weekend. If you add it all up, probably an entire chicken, a lot of salad, you know, everything you could think of, bacon, like tomatoes right out the garden. You know, fresh cantaloupe, like so many drinks, not drinks, just, you know,
she's doing it back.
Yeah, I was just, it's like when I got home, I could like unbutton my pants, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like let it all out, just like, but I feel pretty good. It was like really relaxing and restful. Like, I got a good little thing where there was a lot of eating. You know, by the way, I'll just ask the food-related question before we get it popping. How were the wings? Because I know you ordered wings
when you watched the football
game.
Yep. You know, I get the boneless wings, which everyone just said they're really glorified chicken nuggets. So I got those, and my girlfriend got wings. And they were both great.
I think the boneless wings still count.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, you know, people just are haters. You know what I mean? That's all I get. I was eating them anyway, and they were delicious. So.
A chicken finger is still a wing. Or wait.
Yeah.
A chicken wing is still a... Never mind. That don't make no damn sense whatsoever. Yo, and yo, this is Simon. Hello. Jay, are you there?
This is Jay.
Hello?
Shit.
Oh, I was waiting for you to go. This is Jay, here. Yeah. What happened?
Hello?
It cut out.
I said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said this is Jay, and then it said, you said hello, right?
I didn't hear you.
So it sounded like I cut you off?
That was like,
I did that to throw you off,
and it did, but I didn't hear it on my end. I'm going to ask Anchor again, what are y'all doing? Exactly. Let's give it to, we'll give it, for people, once again, this is Simon. Yeah, this is the Two Gimps Walk Into a Bar podcast, brought to you via the Anchor app, which
And this is
has
Jake.
issues sometimes. Dang, what is up? It used to be so
When it works.
simple, and we just get on, and I would hit you up, and you would jump on, and it was, you know, free and easy, and now you're just making it complex. Why you gotta make it a thing, Anchor? It's like a relationship. When the relationship is good, it just works, right? But then when it's all complicated, it's like, you're like, why am I in this? And that it's starting to feel like that. What, you know, like, don't make us feel like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and this is a
right,
one
and
of the
I
most
mean, we
popular,
can't be the only people having problems.
Apps to record a podcast that
I
I've
mean.
heard about.
Anyway, regardless, who produces this podcast? Yeah, see, and I was about to give the usual plug of we record,
oh,
edit, and distribute this podcast via the Anchor app. But right now, it's frustrating me. So I don't even want to say that, even though I just did. Anyway, so I spent 3 days out of town. You all right over there? I'm hearing some noise. You sound like you're on another planet.
Oh, yeah, you sound like you're breaking up.
It was like real crackly and stuff.
Oh, wow, no. Yo, Anki.
Yeah, it sounded like you were drinking out of like a Capri Sun
okay, do I sound like
made
you?
Of an aluminum can. Yeah. Oh, Maybe it heard that, but it
weak.
Just made it sound
yeah,
weird.
I got a cooler, Jimmy.
You know? Anyway, do not adjust your volume, folks. This
yikes.
Is, this is
okay,
Anchor
well,
at its finest. That's right. So I spent 3 days out of town in your neighborhood, basically, or pretty close to it. Went out there with my friends, in-laws, well, and of course, Patrick and Lauren. They're back in town, so everybody was hanging out, super nice. So the first night I was there, or the first day I was there, I barely got into their house. They rented a van again, by the way, which was awesome. So I get to their house, I go in the house, about 20 minutes later, everybody's like, all right, we're going to a mountain. I was like, what? Went to a mountain. Went to Kennesaw Mountain. Have you ever been up Kennesaw Mountain? Okay.
What?
It's pretty awesome. Did you drive up or take a car up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. So, long time ago. Got you.
Oh, I was a kid. Yeah. But I think they had the little,
okay,
what
was that Stone Mountain, though?
Shit in the cable
I think
cars.
It's Stone Mountain, they have the cable cars. There's a lot of mountains down here.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're not much in Stone Mountain. See, I get confused with all the mountains, you know what I mean? Yeah, I went
the
to Stone
gift
Mountain,
shop.
Yeah, because they have, like, the little gift,
it's all good.
Gift stores, gift shop. Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to fucking think of the name of the. Yeah. So they have like the gift
okay.
shop and shit.
Well, I don't know.
At
I don't know.
Mountain,
well,
so
either
I
way, I mean, I guess we can't really say a mountain's a mountain, but it's closer to where you live. Obviously, it's in Kennesaw. And so here's the thing: you can walk up it like. So they had a parking lot down at the base of the mountain that you can park there and hike up, right? Like, you can go on these trails. And I do believe they said the trails are technically wheelchair accessible.
Uh-huh.
But there's also a road. So you can drive up it, right? So they drove up it because we had the rental car, a rental van.
Oh, shit.
And they went all the way to the top and we got out and it's ridiculous. You can see downtown Atlanta from up there.
Right.
You can see all kinds. Yeah, it's nuts. So we get to the top, and They're like, well, what do you
Hey.
want to do? Like, you want to, they were asking me, like, if I wanted to, like, drive a bit. So, like, well, why don't we drive down the mountain a little bit on the road just to, kind of sightsee? And I was like, yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. So, we're driving down the road. We stop at a couple of spots to kind of look and see what you can see. And we stop at this one point, and I like had my back to the road, and I
Wait.
hear some girl go, "Is that Simon?" And my friends are like, "Yeah." And I turn around, and some girl, I don't even know who she is. And she's like, "Oh my gosh," she goes, "Do you remember me?" And I look, I was like, I kind of recognized her.
Oh
She's
no.
like, "Oh, my dad was at the studio all the time, and I was in a group or something." Like, and I worked out of the studio you were at. I was like, oh yeah, but then I did remember her. And she was like, "What's your Instagram?" Of course, that's like the new how. That's like the new how are you? It's like, "What's your Instagram?" It's easier than asking for somebody's number. And then of course I got teased for a good 5 to 10 minutes, which was hilarious. They're like, "The one time you've been on a mountain, the one time." And you get recognized. I was like, that's how I live, baby. It's hard.
That's fucking hilarious.
What a funniest thing about it, I said, even with a
Yeah,
mask
so
on,
what
I got
happens when you're
recognized.
famous?
That was the joke about it. I was like, see, I was saying this earlier. I made this video
Oh,
for my
yeah.
community app. I was like, think about this. Aren't you and I like a good marketing strategy for nature? Do you know what I'm saying? For nature. To where we're like, look what I can do. You know what I mean? In a good way.
Nature,
It's a
for
beautiful
nature,
thing.
yeah.
By the way, so anybody that might ever want to hit us up and say that's a horrible thing to
Oh,
say,
yeah.
that's actually the
Yeah.
coolest thing I
Yeah.
can say. Because I ain't mad about it. Jay's not mad about it. We're cool with the way we are. So that being said,
Nope.
exactly. And they're quote unquote normal. You know what I'm saying?
Most people aren't cool.
So
Shit,
if
what
I'm
am I
cool with it,
doing?
I'm like, look, look what nature can
Yeah,
do. There's
exactly.
the podcast title. So Nature Valley, that's right. Those are the crunchy ones, right?
Well, they're all country kids.
But
Though, well, not all of them. Some of them are. Does Nature Valley have soft ones? I think so,
they
yeah.
do, yeah, because I think they make like the they have the really good like trail mix ones, which have like
Yo,
n nuts and cranberries
I'm
and
on their
stuff.
website right now.
Okay, but the green package with the apple cinnamon ones, those you cannot. You need to sit in a trash can and eat those, because the crumbs that come off of that, there's more crumbs than there are granola bar, like. It's just sawdust.
Oh, the apple crisp.
I think that's what it
Yeah, and you know, low key, I like that. I like the country ones. I like the
Me
low
too.
key. Honestly, oh, these are actually not bad.
They're delicious. They're just,
Yeah.
even when you just open them, before you even take a bite out of it, there's like half the package is dust. And
Yeah.
it gets, and
You know
it's
they
like,
have protein bars?
really?
Yep. I've
Oh.
actually had these before. I've had the, I'm pretty sure the peanut butter dark chocolate, I'm pretty sure my parents have gotten it before.
I think I may have gotten those too. Wait, the peanut butter dark chocolate? Yeah, I think I've gotten those.
Oh, they
They're pretty
have
delicious.
biscuits. Did you know that? They have
Ooh, biscuits.
biscuits. Yeah, well, you know, like the little cookie, like, oh no, they
Yeah.
call them biscuits. Two crispy biscuits made with whole grain oats in between rich, creamy almond butter filling for a surge of energy. Hey, that's kind of funny.
Surge of energy, yes, right.
Yo, they have. Wait, I'm sorry. No, wait, on a Nature Valley kick. They have soft, bake-filled squares. The only flavor they have is cocoa peanut butter. They have granola cups. I didn't realize they had
Okay.
all these things.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They're on a roll. They have a lot of options.
This is kind of irrelevant, but it's not. But we're going back to food again. Have you ever had egg bites?
Egg bites?
Yes, egg bites.
They're
basically like
quiches.
Like well, yeah, kind of like, yep, basically little mini quiches, but they're. I had some over the weekend. They were egg and cheese and bacon. And there was another one that was egg and cheese and sausage. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
So good. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to see if I gained 5 pounds over the weekend. Especially eating that chicken. Yes, because I ate a whole chicken. I swear. Because one night they grilled. You know how good grilled chicken is. And I think I ate about 3.5 chicken breasts over the weekend, which is about a whole chicken. But anyway, can't go wrong with that.
Yes, chicken is good. And you said it was grilled chicken?
Grilled, yes. Fresh on the grill.
Yeah, I like grilled chicken.
So good, so good. But back to the nature's perfect marketing scheme there for us. So it just really made me think of how cool it is that we have built-in identities to where I could be on a mountain on a random day and somebody knew who I was.
Yeah,
and I'm not really out there like that. I think you would too at the level you're at.
Oh yeah,
you're getting at that level. Like you just been pumping out. What have you been doing? Let's talk music.
Let's talk music. Whoa, let's switch it up. Oh shit, honestly, I have been doing a fucking lot. I didn't realize it until now. Honestly, I really am doing a lot. I've been making hella beats. Out the ass beats. Just on a critical level. And sending them out and shit, which has been cool. It's been fun. Also, like I told you, I worked with that company who has dancers. Their name is Infinite Flow, a dance company, and they have dancers who have disabilities and ones who do not. So I did some work for them, and bro, they have now inspired me to want to literally just work with fucking companies. Also, we cannot not have this fucking
I already know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Without saying this shit, okay? I had to hype it up. You know what I mean?
Royalty
Simon
boys.
Simon, Ella, and I are the royalty boys of fucking 2020. we got our beat placed called Mission in a show called Top Divas that streams on Hulu. And also on the WWE channel, baby. And so,
yeah. Well, I have to emphasize this because people may be hearing this and saying, "Why is Jay so hyped up and Simon's low key? Has he been drinking?" No. Here's why I'm low key. I'm super excited about this. Actually, I'm more excited for Jay on this than for me because I've been getting royalties. For
yeah,
other beats for TV shows.
Yeah.
But we started collabing for the same situation months ago, and I was hoping this would start happening. So the fact that it just started happening and we saw some results is so dope. And I was so happy for you. You know, not that I'm not happy for me, shoot. It's also good for me. But I just remember when I was young and, getting a royalty statement going, oh, I made money off a piece of music that I did in my house and it was on TV and thousands of people heard it. But the funny thing is for people out there that you know wanna make beats and you know get licenses and stuff like that, you know, it's definitely a connections game. Definitely who you know. It's not just always to the most talented people. Not saying we aren't talented because we are, but I'm saying it really is a connections game. And, you know, it's, I think it's just, it's longevity in the business and being, you know, just doing your work and doing it reliably. Because even the deal that got us that placement was a deal that's got me other placements. And I was, the reason I was even in that position to be able to get a situation like that was because of all the years of work before that. So it wasn't just like, you know what I mean? Where people are like, where did you just get this? Like, I didn't just get that deal. Like, that was, you know, doing things for years and knowing people and people knowing me. And, you know, and I think I mentioned it the other day. That deal was handed to me by a good friend who just
Yep.
didn't think it fit him. And he gave it to me. And that was such a nice thing. Shout out to Evan Andre. Go listen to his music. He's dope. But yeah, so, you know, get in that kind of situation. By the way, you do this once in a while. I'm gonna do it today. Sometimes we have a little vent session
Yes.
on here. I'm going to vent, and I'm not mad, but it went against all these things we always talk about that something did or something someone did to me the other day. And well, I don't even want to say they did it to me. They tried to. I was on Instagram Live the other night, as I am most nights. I took 2 nights off, by the way. Hey.
Hey.
I just didn't want to mess with it over the weekend. I was like, I'm living in another world. I'm good, you know. Was on Instagram Live the other night. Might have been like Thursday. I think it was actually after our IG thing. And somebody jumped in there, never been in there before, didn't say hi. Didn't say anything except, so you have music connects? Question mark. I was like, first of all, hello, how are you? I had a good day, thank you.
What the
It's like I have a friend that will call me. We've talked about this situation before. A friend that calls me and just says,
fuck?
they don't say hello or anything. They say, should I go to Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A? And I always go, I'm fine. How are you today? Such a weird thing to me. It's like, say hello. How are you? I'm good. Thank you. But yeah, this look, you can't knock somebody for trying to ask me about my music connects. But there's only, why would you ask that? What, you already know what the follow-up to that is. It's not, like if they would have said, how do you get music connects? I would have loved that question. That's a good question. But not, so you have music connects? Because you know the next one is, can you connect me with, you know, so and so? You know what I
Yep.
mean? And it's just not, it's just tacky, I guess. You know? Anyway, so the person that said that is listening to this. I understand. Nice try, but, you know, be nice.
What's so funny is like people like because I wrote that post whatever, and I let people know, like, don't come to me asking if I can help you get, because I don't know. Like,
Right.
it wasn't my connection. But it's funny to me because, I don't know, like, people sometimes just don't even want to put in the work to make a genuine connection in the first place.
Right.
And
Well,
that's what's annoying.
I and let's, you know, I want to try to make this educational for people and not just
Okay,
like,
well, it's
hey,
not a
don't just.
job. I'm just saying,
No, I
I'm
know.
saying, like, you
I'm
know.
trying to. I'm trying. I'm saying this for both of us because I know you feel this way. Because I'm not
Yeah.
like that. Where it's like I'm trying to say, don't go about it like that. That's all. Like
Yeah.
I don't. I. You know, points for trying. You know, but the thing is like actually me and you, perfect example. Like we didn't really know each other until about 2 years ago, or a little over 2 years ago, and then we knew each other, and it was probably what it's a year and a half in. Before I even said, hey, let's make some beats together. I'm gonna send them to this company. You know what I mean? But that's because we've known each other for a long time. I know your work ethic, And I know that you've improved so much even since I've known you. You know what I mean? So that to me said, like, because for people to walk you into a door or roll you into a door, you have to be confident in the person that you're rolling into that door. You know, I don't just give, it's like nobody just gives connects to people just, you know, random. You know, you understand what I'm saying? I know you do.
Yeah, but
it's for anyone listening out there, you know, if there's somebody that's like in a position there, they have a connection that you wish you had, ask them how they got that connection and see what it takes to get that. Because, by the way, if you have to, I'm about to say some heavy shit. If you have to ask for the connection, you're probably not ready for it.
Cool.
Isn't that true, though?
Yeah.
Because you're like, yo, I want to be connected with this A&R, this record label. Well, just put yourself in a position to be known by that person. Make songs that get you recognized or work with people that they know. And if you're good enough, then that person will say, hey, you should meet my friend. You know what I mean? Like, that's how that works. It's just, you know, but you still have to, at the end of the day, you have to have the skill, you know?
Exactly. So, and I think, mm-hmm. I think it's just all funny to me because, like, I worked really hard to get to the place that I'm at. So it's almost, I don't want to say insulting, but a little, because people act like, you know, your shit just happened fucking overnight, which a lot of times it does not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it takes a lot. Not a lot. I mean, it really just depends, but obviously, like, we've been working together for a while.
Yeah.
So it's important for people to know that, like, some stuff may happen soon. So it may seem like shit is just happening for people. Like, oh, man, how'd you do that? Like, I shared a post, which I usually don't talk about shit when it relates to, like, sales and stuff. Because I'm not that kind of person. I don't know. I don't like that kind of shit. So, but I showed I did share a post, and you'd probably laugh because this sounds exactly like something I would say. But I said I had like sold like 72 beats or whatever in the past like 10 days on my website.
Dope.
And I was like, I don't do consultations, and I don't, what did I say? I'm not doing consultations. And I'm not teaching a course. I said, all this shit that you can learn is on YouTube for free. Like, you get, I just said, invest in stuff that will get you results.
Yes.
And I kept it at that. Because I know people will, you know, hit you up. The, oh, can you teach me how to sell beats? No, I am not going to teach you how to sell beats. And this is why I say this, right? It's not because I'm a dick or because I don't care. But all of this stuff, it's free information.
Yeah.
You know, so it wouldn't be okay for me to be like, oh yeah, you can learn from me for, you know, $1 million or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I don't know.
Well, that would be like if I said, you know, with the situation I have with the licensing stuff, if I said, oh, you want to collab with me? Give me, you know, $100 or something. We can collab on 2 beats and then I'll submit it for licensing. It's like, I don't want to do that because I know people would pay it. But one, I don't know if it'd be any good. And two, it's like,
because there's no guarantee.
Right, that's the thing. And that's with anything. Even with selling beats online. Like, if your beats suck, but you're like, I'm doing all the marketing stuff. It's like, well, then maybe your beats suck. Like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it's good. But that, once again, that's when people go, well, how did you do that? It's like, well, maybe it's just really good. Maybe this song is really good.
My beats, sometimes, you know, no, I will say, I've always said this, and I'll say it again. When I send out beats, I just want artists to be like, yo, I'm not vibing with this, or I'm vibing with this, so we can keep it moving. Because I feel like people think that shit's too personal, in this game, like when it comes to creator shit, and it's not. It more so annoys me when someone either like leaves me on red, they don't respond back, and they know that they received beats that they didn't pay for, didn't have to pay for it, you know what I mean? And they don't say anything. They just don't say like, oh hey, I'm not really feeling this, because I don't care. Like, I mean that in the most, you know, but like, I just don't. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm just kind of like, okay. Like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. I'll put it on my site and it will sell. You know, that's just the reality. But just tell somebody, you know, I don't like the beat. But, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't like it. You know what I mean?
Honesty has gotten a
It's kind of
bad rap,
gone. Yeah, it has.
where it's like people, well, it's for one, it's considerate. I think criticism is considerate, depending on where it's coming from. Now, if you've never done what I've done, by the way, you can always hear criticism. You should always hear it, but you don't have to accept it. But to me, I accept it depending on the experience of the person giving it. So if someone came to me and said, I don't really like this beat, and they're not into music, they've never played music, maybe they're just a casual listener, and maybe even their taste doesn't line up with what I'm doing, I may not listen to them, but their criticism is fine. Doesn't make it right or wrong. But if
Yep.
like one of my good friends in the business who I trust and they make great music and they say, hey, Simon, I don't know about this song or whatever, like this one's the one right here. And then I go, oh, okay. Because they know what they're talking, because they've done it and they do it. So I'm like, they know what they're talking about. I will take that. And by the way, I wouldn't even take that criticism as bad. Even if they said this song is not as good, I wouldn't boo-hoo about it. I'd just be like, okay, well, maybe this other one's better. Like, it just is, it's an opinion and you can't accept it or deny it. But there's also, as much as we hate to say it, there are people, like even in this industry, that, the audience or the market dictates what's hot. Because like when people get mad about what's hot right now, it's like, how can you get mad about what's hot right now? Like, people
Right.
just like what they like. And some people are just there
Yep.
at the right time, like, and you can't, it just is what it is. And that goes with everything, and I think that you can be, I think people shouldn't be afraid to be honest, but I think, here's the thing, now we're getting philosophical on here, but this could go for anything. What people need to do is not worry so much about what other people say, but how you interpret it or manage it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if somebody can say one thing to you and the same thing to me, and it can mean two totally different things, because
Thanks.
we're hearing it from two different viewpoints. So maybe one person, it may not bug you at all, but I could hear the same thing and go, yeah, I don't like that. That didn't sit right. But once again, it's not that person's fault. It really just depends on how you interpret it. It's like
Thanks.
you can decide to be offended or not with stuff, with
Yes.
criticism. Because especially when, like, I've had people like want me to listen to their music, and they get mad when I say I didn't like it. If they go, hey, will you listen to this? I'll go, I listened, yeah, I wasn't really feeling it. And they go, well, so-and-so liked it. I go, okay, cool.
That's
All
good.
right. You ain't got it. Yeah, so it's, but that, once again, all these bits of advice I think that we bring up on here are to benefit people. They're not to criticize. It's just, but see, that's what's funny is I feel like a lot of times, I don't know, our society's kind of set up that way now, is when you just even telling people good advice on how to kind of interpret things or how to manage your, interpretation, things that are thrown at you, that sometimes gets interpreted as criticism. It's like, I'm not
Yep.
criticizing your criticism. I'm not saying the person
It's
that's saying something is right. I'm just saying it's up to you to decide if you agree with them or not, not them. you know, it's, people give too much power to other people. So,
yes.
You know, we're going to get militant on our podcast now.
No, I agree.
Shit. Yeah. So, I did want to talk about this too, because we're talking about music. So, KVZO has released so much new music, just so much stuff. By the way, I saw somebody posted a, I think KVZO reposted it. They were really like just loving Nile River. They're like, this is the best song on the EP. I was like, hey. So, shout out to us. So now here's our plan. The rest of the year is to collab with other people. So, meaning we're gonna work on getting KVZO on other people's music, like for the rest of the year.
It was cool.
Just basically your collab strategy with beats, you know, kind of like that. Yes. Whether it's like paid collabs or not, we're just gonna like, it was his idea initially, and it's brilliant. He's like, I just want to jump on other people's music, and that's another angle I think people could use as well. You know, it's like maybe you don't have all the skill in the world, but collab with other people. And you know, I'm not saying KVZO is like that. That was a horrible analogy, but you know what I mean. If you're a beat maker, collab with other people. Or if you're an up and coming artist, collab with other people. So. Yes. Just because the name of the game is awareness. I will say this. Just got off the phone with my friend John Kunis, who's an amazing songwriter and producer. And his manager is, I think he's an A&R now. He told me where, but I don't want to say it because I don't know if he's keeping it private. But anyway, so this guy's manager is giving my friend advice. He's saying everything TikTok. He's just like, everything you do should be on TikTok.
Yep.
I was like, you know, maybe that's the... I bet my TikTok game is horrible.
Yep, mine is as well. I really don't use TikTok like that.
What if we challenge each other? I don't know if this would be good. We don't have to, but... What if we challenge each other to, like, spend a whole week and really go hardcore on TikTok? Like, something like 3 or 4 posts a day and just see how it does?
Just any content?
Yeah, I think whatever works for us. You know what I mean? But see, you have a distinct advantage because you have Pamela there.
Wait.
No,
I have my own.
I know that, but I'm saying. But still.
Yo, Simon. Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta say this because please. I was looking at my email. Yo, shout out to the person. Okay, I gotta say this because I'm just so happy. Shout out to the person who just bought 10 beats.
Bam. Hey, okay.
Oh, my website, yo. Shout out to you, brother.
Let me hold $20.
Yeah. Yo, okay. Because now, as you know, right now, I've been having a crazy ass sale on my website. Just for the sake, and it's been fucking beautiful. One, because in a weird way, I'm not really worried about, like, beat sales. Like, that, from a standpoint of, like, my focuses have just shifted from it. Because I'm just trying to work with people. Like, I'm in that kind of mode where, you know how you get in those different stages where you're like, okay, I really want to focus on making money, and now I just really want to focus on getting my name out there and fucking working as mm-hmm. hard as I can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm in that place right now. So, my sales just are there, but I've just been having fun, because I'm just working with, like, hella people, you know what I mean? So, when I do get something, I'm like, oh, that's so dope, you know, thanks for investing in my skill, you know.
Yeah.
I'm more excited because I'm just like, you've been seeing me, I've been doing a lot of shit.
You're hustling, yeah.
So I'm in that mode where I'm just like hustling, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm driven by that right now, because something I want to say, just for people out there. When you get to the point where you're like, okay, you're making money, that's great and all, but there is something that just never gets old about really, like, just putting in the work, you know, getting that drive from just working with hella people. Like, I do love making money. However, I really just love connecting with a whole bunch of people and see people on my beats and stuff. That's what gets me pumped, bro. You know what I mean? Like, everything else is just, it's just bonus. Like, this person who bought 10 beats, yeah, am I excited about the fact that, you know, that's money for me? Sure. But I'm more excited because I'm fucking gonna have someone who knows how they're gonna use these beats. You know what I mean?
Right, yep.
Like,
yep.
So I'm more pumped about that. Like, I'm more excited about the fact that I just am connecting with so many people lately. And, you know, as you've told me, and just the way that the law of attraction works, like, when you're not really worried about shit like this, then it comes to you.
Yes.
Like, when you're not thinking, like, oh, damn, I gotta get a sale, I gotta get money, and then, like, because that stress, like, goes on to the fucking universe.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then all you do is feel stress. But when you're just, like, chilling, and you're like, okay, cool, you know, this will happen, and I'll be good, and I'm gonna just keep doing my thing, and then fuck yeah. See, it's the same thing with us, right? We fucking did, what do? We did our beats, right, for the shows.
Yep.
We didn't say every fucking time we made it, like, oh, I hope that, you know, oh, this is going to be in a show. I don't know if it's going to be in a show. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't fucking do that. We just made the fucking beats, sent them out.
And kept moving.
And then that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we didn't even think about it. We didn't even think about it.
We did. And then we just looked on the set and we're like, oh, shit. Look at
like,
us.
We got shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's a for everything. That's a really cool thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that stays there.
Mm-hmm.
So, as long as the show plays, the longer...
Oh, yeah, you'll get...
We'll have the, you know, episode.
Well, I got those, my first Kardashian episode placements, and I have about 8 or 9 of those. And those started,
yeah,
like, over a year and a half ago. So, every quarter, I've gotten something from those. And it was a lot.
That's
like a millions of views. So,
you see what I'm saying? So it's just like,
well,
it's just when you're not worrying about shit, a lot of times things have a funny way of just happening.
Yeah, they do. And one thing that you're experiencing that I've experienced many times, and you know what? I admit this, and I was talking to my friend John about this on the phone. You know, it's definitely because, you know, when you get older, you get a little jaded, you know, and you're, you know,
yeah,
but that's why I get excited. I get excited for you because I've been there. You know what I mean? I think what it is just now I think the steaks are just different, not literal steaks, but because they're delicious. But you know what I mean? To where it's like, where it's like if you get a royalty check for a TV thing and it's okay, and you're like, oh, that's pretty good. But then you're like, everything's just relative. Because by the way, when you get older,
yeah,
you know, if you go and buy a house and then you have a car and you got insurance, like everything, you're like, okay, now my needs are, you know, to make ends meet, it's a lot more. So your bare minimum goes up. You know what I mean? So when, because people are like, oh my God, I got this much for this. And like one person can be, wow, that's crazy. And one person can go, that's pretty good. You know, people go, how do you say it's pretty good? It's like everything's relative. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, where is I going with this? I had a larger point to make about this. But it is like you said, and the way I interpret what you said about working with so many artists or so many artists using your beat, I firmly believe this. When you're putting out so much energy, like, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a hippie, some, you know, trippy
yeah,
shit.
I feel like when I say stuff like that, it's like...
But it's true, but it's,
you know,
but you see it, but
yeah,
you, people think it's bullshit, and I don't care however you look at it, it's true. Because when I was your age, or a little bit older, and I was working with everybody, I had unlimited energy. I just kept going and going, because, like, I was so in demand. And it was like, oh, we want to work with Simon. Oh, we want to work with Simon. oh, we want to work with, and so all this music's coming out with your name on it. Like, oh, I produced that, I produced that, produced that. I'm doing a, like, I was doing, like, live showcases in Philly, like, events, like, holiday party. Like, I was doing, it just gives you so much energy. You know what I mean? When people fuck
Yeah.
with you, it's just, they're just like, it's like a, it's what they call a feedback loop, to where it's like you're putting energy out, but you're able to do more because it's coming back to you. That's why when I think people are on top of their game, and people just, because when people talk about being in the zone, quote unquote, which is also called the flow state, it's because you're not doing it, you're
Oh,
not
yeah.
doing it consciously anymore, because you don't have to. You're doing what you do, and people mess with you. Like dozens or 100 people using your beats, that's 100, and then you multiply that by however many people listen to them. But you know what I mean? That could be another 100 people. So multiply 100 by 100. What do you got? You know what I mean? Then you're up to what?
Yeah, exactly.
10,000. So now you touch 10,000 ears or pairs of ears. You know what I mean? And the numbers just get nuts when you think about it. You know, I remember, I don't know how many albums he sold, but one of my clients, he's an independent artist. He toured the country for a year. And I can't remember how, I mean, it was thousands. He sold thousands of copies of a CD. By the way, he did that before it
Yep.
went online. He did that on purpose. And it made me think, I'm like, how many thousands of people did we just affect?
Yeah, you sure say so. Like that's what really gets me, bro. It's like money is cool enough, but just the fact that someone was like, "Yo, I really like this individual's beats enough to buy fucking 10." You know what I mean? And I had a guy the other day buy 23 fucking
Sheesh.
beats in a day. On my website, bro. I was like, what the actual
People
fuck?
getting
You know what I
stimulus,
mean?
you getting that unemployment money that they got. Everybody got it.
Well, the crazy thing is, I mean, right now, like I said, I got a crazy social. I mean, the person that had to spend too much. I don't. It's not like a
I
one
know
get
what you
one,
mean. Yeah,
but
yeah.
they're. I got like the leashes are $10
That
a
don't
leash.
matter
I don't care about
still.
saying that shit.
It
Yeah.
is what
No,
it is,
I
but
know. I
that's a
understand.
lot though.
I like it. I don't care. I don't care about saying it because people think you should be ashamed about that. I don't give a fuck. I did it on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Because here's what here's here. I'm gonna give producers a little key because at the end of the day, it's all about balances of everything, right? Because I sell beats on my website, of course. I also have my beat packs, as you know, and I get placements, and I do. You know what I'm saying? I can do everything. Like nothing has to cancel out the other. And I think that's where a lot of beat makers and producers, they get so narrow-minded that they can't like look at everything, right? So I literally don't care if someone buys a $10 lease because you know why? I can sell that beat as many fucking times as I want to.
Oh
You know what I
yeah.
mean? I can sell, you know what I mean? And here's the key. Because people, and I feel like I can talk about this now because I have results to prove. And I think that should be the biggest thing for anybody that's looking to get advice or something. Have that person show you fucking results, not talk. Don't say, don't tell, don't let someone tell you, oh, I can sell beats or I know how to sell beats. Fucking tell them to show you results. If you don't see it, and I do this all the time because I sniff out the bullshit, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? If I don't see you on the fucking charts and you're selling on the platform that I'm on, I have a hard time believing because here's the thing. These charts show top sellers. That's just what it is. It's not the most popular. It's top sellers. You have to be a top seller to be in the charts, at least in the top 100. You know what I mean? So if someone is telling me they can teach me how to sell beats, you better be teaching me, you know, you better be showing me what's up. You know what I mean? And it better be strictly beats. Anyway, that's what I was saying. So what I was going to say is, the thing is, because I have people getting a quantity of beats at such a high quantity, it helps me to get in the charts. So a lot of these people that you see on the charts, they're either selling a lot, like they're making a lot of money, and it's just like per day. So like let's say someone sells $30 leases, right? But they sell 30 in a day.
Yeah, so
Let's
yeah,
just say 40. Let's say they sell 40 pizzas in a day. Yeah,
$1,200.
that's $1,200 worth of pizzas. And that's just keeping it easy, right? Obviously, you're gonna fucking move up in the charts because, as a whole, in the online fiduciary community, people are not really making that much. I mean, it's just, and on a grand scheme of things, they're
Yeah,
not making that
you
much
always
in
get the
comparison.
rare
So,
people that do sell a lot, yeah.
so it. Exactly. So it's not that hard. It's just finding what works for you. So for me, I know I'm gonna move up in the charts because someone bought 10 beats. That's just how it works, but it has to refresh. So right now I'm number 28 out of 100. I've been in the top 20 this week. I mean, but the week has just started. So last week I was in the top 20. I want to be in the top 10, but I'm gonna be there anyway. But what I'm saying is, it's all a numbers game. So I. My leases are lower price, but people buy a whole fucking bunch of them. I'm in the top charts, and being in the top charts in turn creates more people that come to your site and buy more fucking beats because they're like, oh, this person must be good because they're in the top charts, right? It could be a lie. You could have shitty beats, but if you figure out how to get enough traffic, I mean, you know. Anyways, all I'm saying is don't fucking quit. I don't know where that came to. But it's really all to say don't give up because, like, Simon knows more than anybody. I definitely was not in the top charts of nobody's website, at all. Like, a few months ago, I was not in the top charts for anything. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect. But I found what works for me and ran with it. No pun intended, because I can't run. Anyway, I have found what works for me, and it's not a secret. You know what I mean? It just ended up working. Advertising and figuring out my email list, which email marketing is not dead, y'all. You just gotta
Yeah, I know how to do it.
know how to. Yeah, you gotta know how to do it. So, and advertising.
I gotta bring this up before we get out of here for the
Please do.
day. But I know you probably saw my post. This threw me off. So I was one of the first beat makers on Rapchat. Okay.
Yes.
And I hadn't checked it in a year. Did you see that post I put up? One of my beats had 1.3 million spins on Rapchat. And two of them had one was like, huh? The way you were chopping up there. Hang on. You were chopping up there, what did you say?
Am I here? I just said I want to see the beat. Oh, shit, that's crazy. 1.5,
Yeah.
435.3
So I was like,
380.
wait a minute, I need to
Dang.
be making beats
Shit.
for them again. I was like, when did this happen? That's insane. By the way, I was.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. You never know,
Yep.
bro, when you're really just working. And that's what I said with the whole selling beats now. I now that I'm in the I've been in the top charts, I'll say, fuck, I didn't even know I was doing this well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked at my shit and I was like, damn, like, and I'm really grateful to be in this
Yeah.
place. However, it
Well,
doesn't stop me from
well,
working.
this is the
You know what I'm
one
saying? I'm
mistake
still working.
that people may make, and then we really need to close it out. But is once you get that momentum going, that means you need to keep
Okay.
going. Like, don't, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying this to you, I'm just saying in general, even to myself, because I've made that mistake, you know? Like, if you get the momentum going, don't think it's gonna last forever. Ride that momentum, but maybe you can ride it even to a higher level. Do you know what I mean? So, like you're charting on the beat sales site, and I know you're just gonna keep going, and that's, you know what I mean? Like it really is a persistence game. Everything is persistence game.
And the crazy thing is,
Right.
I'm only on one website chart. So that encouraged me. I'm not satisfied. I'm like, okay, I'm on this one, but I'm not on the other site. You know what I mean? I'm not charting. So again, you know what I'm saying? So there's always something more that you can do. It's not just being like, oh, well, I'm charting on this website, so I'm good to fucking go. No, I want everybody who can fucking see my name to see my name. I want you to be like, yo, I saw that little guy everywhere on the fucking charts. on Facebook. I don't know how many times I've tweeted us, you know, on an ad. You know what I mean? Like,
mini producer, not again.
Just to see my face. You know what I'm saying? Because, not again. I'm fucking tired of it. You know, I love that. That's what drives me, man. And I think when you don't get tired of that feeling, you're not going to lose, bro. You're not going to lose. Like, if you always just want to better yourself and be better than the person you were yesterday, because this is what I want to say, sign off with. A lot of people worry about being better than other people. I just want to be better than myself yesterday, because I'm not going to make beats like you. I'm not going to make beats like someone else. You're not going to make beats like me. You know what I mean? And that's okay, because I have had that moment where I've, like, compared myself, like, oh, this person makes fucking better beats than me. And maybe they fucking do. Maybe they are, in theory, to some people, they make better beats than me. But at the same time, it could be the flip side. Maybe I make better beats than them. Maybe someone could be like, yo, I like Mini Producer's beat better than this person.
Yep.
It's all subjective. Like, it just doesn't, it doesn't matter. Just keep fucking working, bro. Like, and that's what I do. I just keep working. Because that's all I want to do. Like, I'm not tired, bro. I get more excited every day.
That's the way to do it.
Let's get it. You know,
well, we're going to get too high if we keep going. But so let's do this. If people want to, you know, give them a reason to get tired of your face, where can they find you on the internet?
Yo, you can find me at Mini Producer. Also, Melon J Life, that's my Instagram with my girlfriend, which we need to update, but, you know, once you start living together with someone, I feel like it's way different. Because it was cool when we were apart, you know what I'm saying? Because we make content. But now we, like, see each other every day, and we're like, fuck,
I guess
we should make
it.
Content. Anyway. and then my girlfriend has a podcast from me, Pot of Tea, and it's dope. And, yeah, you can check us out.
They can find me everywhere, Simon Illa, SimonIlla, everywhere from Snapchat to TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, Pornhub, Black Planet, MySpace, all of that. You can join my community, which I'm still holding on to for a little while, still trying to build it up. Text me at 404-737-1662. You can catch me and Jay every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for the live review session, which is dope. And I'm on Instagram every night, 11 p.m. to midnight, just hanging out, bullshitting, you know. And anyway, but as usual, this podcast is brought to you via the Anchor app, which had issues today in the beginning. But we resolved it, I think. But anyway, go to anchor.fm. To start your own podcast, everybody, and their mama's got one now. You can record, edit, distribute, all that good stuff, your own podcast to all these platforms. It's pretty cool. When it's functioning, it's great. It's great. I love it. And who produces this thing?
Thanks.
That is right. So, anyway, we share this with everybody. Once again, we don't have enemies anymore because we're being all soft and mushy. So, you know, so share with everybody. But until next week, this is Simon. And we are out. Peace.
And this is Jay. Me.